Are drones getting a bad rap? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Elizabeth Basha, engineer at the University of the Pacific, touts the variety of good things we can accomplish with these aerial vehicles.
Too often, we wrongly lump unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, with military drones. Or we hear about UAVs in the news when one flies too close to the flight path of a commercial jet, or onto the White House lawn. Amazon.com wants to use UAVs to deliver packages, and restaurants hope to bring tacos and pizzas to your door using UAVs. But when you think about it, UAVs can be a great tool for making a real difference for us all. For example, our nation's infrastructure is crumbling and in need of repair. In the future, we will be able to place wireless sensors on bridges to monitor them for safety. But how do we keep those sensors powered? We fly UAVs to the sensor nodes and charge their batteries remotely. That's how. Researchers are using UAVs to collect water quality readings, check on crops, and forecast landslides, floods, and earthquakes. They are used to deliver medical supplies, food, and water to areas cut off by natural disasters. We can use them to monitor environmentally sensitive areas so researchers don't have to stomp through those protected spaces. UAVs are even being used to deliver medicine to a remote island off the coast of Germany. My students and I are using UAVs to vastly improve data gathering from underwater sensors. We can show that UAVs can fly to sensors that float to the surface, collect the data, and improve communications with other nearby sensors by 154%. That's a big deal. Yes, there's mischief possible with UAVs, but there's far more good that can be done using these fantastic flying tools.
That was Elizabeth Basha of the University of the Pacific. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.